Often, when groups want to weigh in on the lawmaking process, they'll hold rallies at the Capitol. Crowds of people will march, chant, and wave signs trying to draw lawmakers' attention. But not everyone who wants to be heard can make it to the Capitol. That's where crowdsourcing comes in. You may be familiar with the concept. A large group of people, generally through the internet, gets together and offers up ideas, money, services, whatever is needed to meet a goal. Wikipedia is a good example. Anyone can edit and contribute to the online encyclopedia. Now, California Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gatto is experimenting with that concept to create legislation.
I take the position that special interests drive bills in Sacramento too much. But at the same time, there are lots of problems with direct democracy. So we thought this was a wonderfully happy medium, pun intended, for the public to get involved, to directly affect a bill.
Gatto's idea was to choose a topic and then let anyone who wanted weigh in on creating legislation around that topic. Being a newcomer to WikiBills, Gatto wanted to choose something that was relatable but not too inflammatory.
As I was thinking about it, you know, the old Ben Franklin maxim came into my head, which is the two things that everybody will have an experience with at some point in their life are death and taxes.
Gatto opted to stay away from taxes. Instead, he decided to take on the state's probate code, which regulates wills. People could log on to the wiki page his office created and add or edit language to revise the code. Gatto pledged to introduce whatever bill the crowd came up with, and he's now considering two proposals that came out of the experiment.
It's really a win-win for the assemblyman.
Amber Boydston is a political science professor at UC Davis.
He's able to get people involved, and he's able to give his constituency a sense of ownership over the process. And at the end of the day, he's not responsible for the legislation itself. The assembly will vote the way it votes.
But while the concept may have promise, the wiki page shows only about 12 people made contributions to the bill. Tim Bonneman is the founder and CEO of Intellitix, a company that helps organizations connect and interact with people through social media. He's been observing Gatto's wiki bill process and says there are a few flaws that need to be worked out. For instance, he says there should have been more outreach and guidance.
And they also started at the most difficult part, which is writing legislative copy, when maybe they should have invited people more to share stories and identify challenges and develop solutions together.
But as for keeping special interest out of the mix, Bonneman says wiki bills might actually help.
In general, the more public, the more transparent the process is overall, the more difficult it becomes for people to slip things in unnoticed.
Gatto is already looking toward his next WikiBill effort. He says he may pick more than one topic or go with something more timely to help spur involvement.
You know, we picked a stodgy topic the first year and you know, we'll see how it goes, but, you know, maybe we do need some of the good old-fashioned inflammatory topics that would really get people excited about this.
And he says he shouldn't be the only lawmaker experimenting with crowdsourcing. He says every member of the legislature should introduce at least one wiki bill a year. At the State Capitol, I'm Katie Orr.